Welcome to Strange Familiars Presents. If you don't already listen to our main podcast, Strange Familiars, check it out for longer stories, witness interviews, on-site recordings, legend tripping, and more on all things paranormal. We cover cryptids, ghosts, weird history, and more. Find us at strangefamiliars.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what we do, please consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars. So this time, I bring a story about skeletons and ghosts from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Some of the poltergeist-like activity and the old man remind me of Jane's account from the Chicago Demon episode. But there are some very interesting additions to this story. The dreams about the treasure being buried under the steps is fascinating. I think the treasure may have been the skeleton in question, not gold. I also really like the image of the old man gliding across the floor with the lantern. This story appeared in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Courier, 1915. Here's a story of skeletons and ghosts. William Kennedy dreamed of fortune and then dug up human bones. White spook walks. Old man tramps about house making noises. The skeleton unearthed in an Allison Hill cellar is not the only skeleton found recently in Harrisburg. For yesterday it was learned that the remains of another were found under the cellar wall of a house at 120 Paxton Street, occupied by Mrs. Mary E. Kennedy. Whether the bones are those of a human being has not been ascertained, and it is understood that a further investigation will be made this week. The queer part of the find is that a dream led to the discovery. If the bones are those of a human being, then it must be the ghost of that being which is causing the occupants of the house much concern, for they say that ever since they moved there, 4 years ago, they have heard strange noises and seen the figure of a man walking about the house carrying a lantern. The figure, according to those at the house, does not walk on the floor, but travels along in midair. Yes, indeed, they say, it's an honest-to-goodness fact. A strange dream. Some time ago, William Kennedy, who lives at the house, had a strange dream. In it, he was told that in the cellar of the house, a treasure was hidden, and upon arising in the morning, he went to the spot indicated in his vision and began to dig. The spot was under the cellar steps and directly beneath the cellar wall. He had only been at work a short time when he dug out a bone, and then another, and then several more. As they began to show themselves as part of a human framework, Kennedy decided to quit digging and now refuses to go into the cellar after dark without a lantern. Few people knew of the find, and so the neighborhood learned little of the bones. It was not until yesterday that members of the household told the story of the discovery and the many incidents they have experienced during the occupancy of the house. Other queer stories. Mrs. Bertha Lesser, a daughter of Mrs. Kennedy, told the story of the mystery. She stated to a reporter that her brother was not the only person to have queer dreams about the house, which is believed to have stood for a century or more. Mrs. Lesser said that some time ago a sister who lives in Canada, who had never been in the house, wrote to her and told her of a dream in which was pictured the hall on the second floor and three steps which lead into one of the rooms. The description furnished in the dream tallied exactly with the place. The sister in Canada said that she could see a fortune buried under one of the steps. Boards were then taken up by the Kennedys, but no fortune was found. It is shortly before this occurrence that William Kennedy had his dream, and although he has dug in several parts of the cellar, he has not been able to find the gold. He is willing to allow some other person to continue digging out the bones. Mrs. Lesser says that often the members of the household have heard strange tappings on the window panes, but when they investigate, they find nothing. About 3 weeks ago, one of the women was in an upstairs room doing some work. In an adjoining room, there is a stove, and Mrs. Lesser said that the noise of raking was plainly heard, but no person could be seen near the stove. On another occasion, Mrs. Lesser stated that members of the family were dressing and preparing to go out for the evening. Raindrops were heard on the roof, and umbrellas were gotten out. When the occupants reached the street, the stars were shining brightly, and there was not evidence of any rain having fallen. Here's a real ghost. Probably the queerest of the many stories told at the house is one about an old man who has been frequently seen. Some time ago, Mrs. Lesser and her sister slept together in the same bed, and late at night, Mrs. Lesser said she was positive that she saw the old man walking through the room about a foot above the floor and carrying a lantern on his arm. The next morning, she went downstairs and did not intend to make any mention of the incident until her sister asked who the old man was who walked through the room with the lantern. Then Mrs. Lesser knew that both had seen the same thing, and that it was not purely imagination. The doors and windows were found intact, and inasmuch as no old man lives at the house, they came to the conclusion that it was the ghost of a former occupant who died. On other occasions, the same old character has been seen. A few weeks ago, Mrs. Kennedy heard a noise in one of the rooms which sounded like some person closing a trunk. She gazed into the room and there she saw the old figure. Many times, Mrs. Lesser says, while members of the family have been sitting in the front room of the house with the lights extinguished, they have seen the old personage pass through, go upstairs, return, and then vanish. Others heard noises. Mrs. Lesser stated that according to information obtainable concerning former residents, they also heard strange noises and heard many peculiar sounds. As for the bones unearthed, more of them will have to be recovered before it can be stated positively whether a human being was buried beneath the wall. A mysterious part of the find is that a small sledgehammer, the handle of which appeared to have been saturated with blood at one time, was dug out with the bones. The old house in which the Kennedys reside is said to have at one time been a tavern, and many stories have been told about it. One is that an old peddler coming to this city was seen to enter there, but was never seen to leave, the supposition being that he was murdered within the building and his body hidden. The bones recovered may be those of the old peddler. Thanks for listening, everybody. Of course, we do full episodes of Strange Familiars every other week. You can tune in for that for much longer stories and more detailed investigations. And on weeks we don't do the regular podcast, we put out Strange Familiars Presents, these short tales, just to give you guys something a little extra on the weeks we don't do the main show. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts. Music, books, art, podcasts, and more. DarkHollerArts.com.